During this global pandemic, many of us are fortunate enough to stay home and out of harm's way. However, there are those on the front lines who help keep our community a safer place day in and day out. They are doctors, they are nurses, they are educators, they are custodians. They are our health heroes. Is there a health hero in your life that you would like us to recognize? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now to nominate the health hero you would like us to highlight. Check out our webpage, our social media pages, and listen on air every day to see if your health hero was the one we highlighted. Every health hero we do highlight will receive a $50 Dunkin' gift card. This is all being made possible by our great friends at Pierce Phelps Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Dealers, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your family comfortable at home. Go to nopaybryant.com to find an expert Bryant dealer in your area who can help you make sure your air conditioning system is working properly. So we have that. And I want to go back because I had another one. Someone tweet me, Patrick R., about the parent-child, Gordy and Mark Howe. Good one, for sure. I like that we're branching out in terms of the different sports of, I wonder actually, I bet that would be, require me to think a little harder, but I bet there's, I wonder if two sports, like meaning two different sports. So the talent from an athletic standpoint would be there, but maybe they chose a different sport. I think it's probably happened with maybe like football, basketball, or vice versa. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe because then you take the exposure away that a child who grows up around that person's making their living playing that sport, it would be different. So I bet I could find one, though. So we've been talking about the parent-child and just having that elite level of talent, because we were talking with a WNBA and an NBA first-round selections in their respective years coming out of school in Bella Allery of Princeton, who is finishing up her senior year of Princeton right now. Long list of accolades. Her team won the Ivy League championship this year. She was the Ivy League Player of the Year again, backing it up from a year ago. She was back in her first year. I believe she was Rookie of the Year also, but and she's had a great time. Oh, Michael Thompson's a good one. Michael and Clay. You know what the great thing you just did there, Tyler? So Michael Thompson was selected number one overall, by the way. Clay, I think he was 11 because Steph was 7, and I always remember them from 7-Eleven. But Michael Thompson's brother, Andy Thompson, was the one who shot the footage back in the 97-98 season following around the Chicago Bulls.
Well, and the reason I brought Thompson specifically up, too, was because Trace Thompson, his other son, is actually in the Dodgers organization.
Oh,
so
you're
that's one that goes cross sports.
Thank you. Right. There's cross sports. All right. That's exactly what I was looking for. Wow. And that's high level. Dad's number one overall, not just a first rounder, number one overall. Clay is a scoring machine at 11 and world champion. And then you have, is the brother all the way up in the Dodgers organization?
So he has played with the Dodgers. I think he's kind of bounced up and down between the Dodgers and AAA.
Yeah.
But yes, he is.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. I was trying to think of somebody, like I always think of, and again, he ended up choosing basketball, but Gerald Henderson, who went to Episcopal, so he was an excellent golfer. And there was a time in high school before he went to Duke that he was contemplating, do you pursue golf or do you pursue basketball? And I always wondered how he would have done on the to pursue PGA. Which is interesting. You know, it's funny because I'm thinking about the Jordan documentary coming out tomorrow, Barry Larkin and Shane. There you go. And that's I have a direct thing here, too. Barry Larkin, when I was an on-air weekend sports anchor in Cincinnati, he was the captain of the Reds during my time. And I guess I should have been grateful because he, I think, during college played basketball. Maybe is that possible? I'll have to look that up. But then obviously Shane is a basketball player. But Barry was always really, really good to me when I was new to that, covering the sports scene in Cincinnati, and just a class act. But that's a good one. Baseball and basketball, with Dad being the baseball and Shane being the basketball. But going back to, I forget what I was talking about, the Jordan documentary. I did say before break that the one that I looked forward to watching that I knew was coming out was the O.J. Simpson Made in America. And some of that also was because the time period that that took place, and I had lived in Westwood, and which was right next door to Brentwood, and so much of what was shown was, and I had, you know, it's showing me back when I lived there. So I had looked forward to that, but I think what I didn't realize was the extent of research and compilation of footage that went into making that docuseries. And I just remember from a person who enjoys doing the research and the production of a documentary or history, that I was fascinated of what they had for that. And that's why I know this will be different and unique, because I've seen some of the work that people who are part of this have done in the past. And just the whole backstory that this footage has been, you know, kept and waited to the moment where they could get people to agree to do it. I mean, the interview that they do with Phil Jackson for this was 4.5 hours long in his backyard in Montana. I mean, you can just imagine. And as a person who used to transcribe every interview I did for a story, I can imagine the transcripts that took place for these 106 interviews that we can see, if you so choose, over the next 5 weeks, watching these 10 episodes. Let's check in with Michael in Philly. Michael, how are you? Hope you're being safe, and thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is one heck of a topic. What came to mind was Norton, the boxer, and Ken Norton Jr., the football player.
Oh, sure, because Ken Norton Jr. played at UCLA when I was there.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a small world.
Yes. I didn't have much more to talk about other than the fact that I just can't wait till we get some kind of sports going on, especially football. I'm a big Eagles fan, and I'm just hoping that everybody be safe, and whenever the sports come back, it comes back, you know, healthy.
Let me ask you a question. Will you be glued to the TV for the draft, or if you're really just an Eagles fan, you're just watching and paying attention to when they pick?
I've already got my laptop ready to go, and I'm going to be glued to the television set, and I'm going to have a little cooler sitting beside with some, I'm going to have something kind of cool to drink while I watch the draft.
Of course, yeah. You got to make it a party, even if it's a small party, right?
Definitely. Now, I live on the third floor of a private house, and my brother's on the first floor, and we don't even communicate other than on the phone. Like, let's play chess. I said, we got to be closer than 6 feet, man. This is not going to work unless you get your own chessboard.
Right, and then we'll do it. Then you'd have to have, I guess you could put your phone to just show the board, and then he shows his, and you see where you move, I guess. Well, there's probably an app for playing chess against somebody. Do you think that's probably true?
I would have to think so, but I'm actually on my way to Target to get another chessboard.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm thinking about maybe that might be something we can do.
Yeah, my kids have now. They're in the same house. There's only four of us, and that they have taken to chess. That's one of the things that I'll remember. They learned or taught themselves how to play chess during this pandemic.
Yeah, I've been out of work since the 23rd of March.
Oh, I apologize.
It's not like I'm bored just yet. You know, there are things I've been doing around my apartment, like going in my closet and finding out I got 30 pairs of shoes and 12 pairs of them are still in a box that I haven't even worn yet.
Oh, my
I won't be buying shoes anytime soon.
Good for you, Michael. You're taking inventory right about now.
How about that? How about listen, again, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for the Nortons. That's a great one. I appreciate it.
Okay, and you be safe yourself.
I appreciate that, Michael. Thank you very much. Yeah. Ken Norton Sr. was the boxer, and then Junior, the football player, and he played in the NFL. Yeah, that's a good one. But I knew him from his UCLA days. So excellent job by Michael out there. 610-632-0975. So we were originally talking about parent-child. And I say parent-child because a lot of people would say father-son. But because I started the whole thing talking to Mark Allery and Bella Allery, who both played basketball at a high level in college. And Mark, the father, Bella, the daughter. And then both were first round selections, Mark in the NBA 86 draft, Bella in last night's WNBA draft, where she went fifth overall to the Dallas Wings. And so, like, who were parent, child, that played at that highest level like that? And then we have crossed over to, wow, if you had a really tremendous athlete and maybe passed those genes down, but they chose a different sport. And so now we've had a couple. Tyler kicked us off with, obviously, Michael Thompson was the one whose son Trace plays with in the Dodgers organization. And we just had that caller who did the Nortons, Ken Norton Sr. and Jr., which was boxing and football. And so we'll see. Here Josh is with us. Josh, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
How we doing, guys?
Doing all right.
Good, good. I was chiming in and talking about the
crossover.
The cross sport. The one that came to my mind right away is because I thought it was a really cool story was Pat Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes Jr.
Good one, good one.
Because I remember seeing, I think it was like Fox Before Sunday, where they had this story with
he was with the Expos, wasn't he?
At the time the story was told, I believe he was with, I forget who he was with, the Twins maybe?
Okay, you might be right, yep.
Because they were playing the Mariners, and Alex Rodriguez was seeing little Patty Mahomes Jr. in the outfield and saying, you got to stick to baseball, kid. You'll never make it in football. And then they did this story, and they reminded A-Rod of it. He's like, well, you know, that's why I'm not a GM in baseball.
That's awesome. I love it. You were right. It was the Twins. You were correct.
Yeah, I had to look it up because I wanted to see how significant of a career he had. I mean, he stayed in the league for 9 or 10 years and had almost 50 wins out of the pen, so pretty good.
But Josh, you're hitting on what I'm talking about in the fact that when you are exposed at a young age to that what goes into being a high-level professional athlete, now if the kid does have the talent, he does understand the commitment that goes into it. So yeah, and I've heard Patrick Mahomes interviewed saying that is part of it for him, having seen that with his dad.
Yep, and real quick, because you just mentioned it before I came on, about another father-daughter one. Now, I didn't have time to look this up, but I'm pretty sure I heard somewhere along the line that Sloan Stephens, the tennis player,
and Dr. J
was an NFL player, I think.
Oh, in the NFL? Oh, all right. I'll look that up.
I'm almost positive. Okay. My old man, I remember watching the tennis match, and my dad said, I think he was the NFL player on the Patriots, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
I'll have to look that one up.
All right, Sloan Stephens. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Stay safe.
You do the same, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Let's see what Sloan Stephens. So Sloan, tennis player that we know, her career best ranking, number 3 in the world after Wimbledon in 2018. She was the 2017 U.S. Open champion and won 6 WTA singles titles in total. And let's see. I did not know. Wow, she participated in the Olympics in, let's see, early life and her background. Huh. Her mother was the first African-American woman to be named a first-team All-American swimmer in Division I history. Wow, she's enshrined in BU's Athletic Hall of Fame, and you were correct. Her father was a Pro Bowl running back for the Patriots. Interesting. Very interesting. So that is true. That's a crossover of not father-son, but father-daughter. And actually, her mother was, sounds like, was a heck of an athlete also, Sloane Stephens. Let's check in with Scott in Phoenixville. Scott, how are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, I'm probably, when I leave here, I hope there's something cooking for me for my dinner at home. Usually,
oh, that'd be nice.
Usually I'm part of deciding, but since I'm on the radio. But do you find that during these times that you do go meal to meal wondering what's for lunch? What's for dinner?
We try to, when we go grocery shopping, we'll pick out like what meals we're going to have for the week.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So, yeah, we kind of have everything figured out for the week.
That's good.
Yeah.
That way, but, you probably don't get much that gets wasted if you plan like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm with you.
And you're not making, you know, multiple trips during the week. So.
Exactly. And so you're being smart about it for yourselves and for the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, all right, so what's your duo?
I got Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr. I can't believe nobody said that yet.
Maybe I did right at the beginning, but only because I actually worked in Cincinnati when Sr. was on the coaching staff. And so I did, but it was probably before anybody was listening today. But that's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 32. I grew up, you know, in love with Ken Griffey Jr. He is my favorite.
He was awesome.
I loved him, yeah.
Yeah. And great switch hitter, too.
Yeah. The best.
I know, right?
I know, man. No, I've never seen a swing like that, man. It's so much fun to watch.
Oh, I know. I'll have to double back and check. I want to say he has good athletes. Now, his kids are young, but I would pay attention to them because I think he has very athletic kids. And we'll hear that name again.
I hope so.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Yeah. Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. Great ones. And actually, the uniqueness to them was that they were teammates in Seattle. I think there were a lot of people who feel like LeBron was hanging on. And when I say hanging on, he's having a heck of a year before this all got shut down. But with the possibility of being able to be teammates with Bronny at some point, and he'd probably have to wait. Well, actually, now that you think about it, if this whole G League thing forces the hand, by the time that rolls around, you might have it where kids are coming straight out of high school again. It's possible. I don't know. I think this stepping stone is certainly going to alter what that age is. But even still, if he had to wait that one more year, I'd be curious of like a guy like LeBron, who's had so much wear and tear because they're always playing deep into the season. This kind of respite that's taking place probably has been a welcomed thing in terms of his body. Not that he wanted to. Lakers were having a heck of a year, but I bet his body will appreciate the fact that he's had, you know, been able to give it a chance to rest to this degree, which he has not probably ever. I mean, sure, in an off season, but even still, he's. Yeah, I bet some people will come back from this and maybe be out of shape. But somebody like him, his body might say, thank you. That was good. 610-632-0975. Let's check in with Drew. Drew's with us in Westchester. How are you, Drew?
Hey, how are you doing, Dave?
Doing all right. Everything good with you and your family?
Oh, yeah, everything's great. Everybody's doing good, you know, trying to stay in as much as possible and do what we're being told. That's all.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, when I heard the topic as far as father daughters, I couldn't think of a daughter. And as I was waiting, I thought of one, but it's not really a sports for the most part. It's sports entertainment. I don't know, Ric Flair. You know, his daughter Charlotte Flair. She's like a big time wrestler now.
Really.
Yeah, she's like one of their top wrestlers in the WWE.
Tyler's giving me the big nod that one. Wow, that's pretty cool.
So she's a big deal. But I did have a regular, besides the sports entertainment one, Popeye Jones and his son, Seth Jones.
Oh, yeah, that's
and that's kind of a crossover between sports,
yeah,
too.
Right? Isn't that basketball and hockey?
Yeah, right, because I think Popeye played for Denver for the Nuggets, and then I guess with hockey being popular out in Colorado, I guess that's where Seth picked it up, and I think that's how he became as good as he became.
Well, it's interesting because I don't know which team Popeye was on when I must have had his team in covering them for TNT in a postseason at some point, because he's now on a coaching, he's in the NBA on coaching.
Yeah, he's assistant coach for Indiana.
Yeah, so, but he and I always have conversations, so I always ask him about his son through the years, and so it's interesting that you would point him out, and that's a great one, because I don't think that crossover would happen very often.
No, exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't think basketball and hockey.
No,
exactly.
That's a great one, Drew. If I were giving out prizes, you would have made the the final, so to speak.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right, you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too, Dave.
I appreciate it. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. That's a good one. Popeye, I want to see how many teams he played in the NBA. But yes, he is with Indiana now. I'm glad Drew reminded me which team. Because I want to say at some point, I thought he had been with Brooklyn in their coaching staff. But that's a great one. Yeah, so actually we think about this and, it's the exposure, it's the genes, it's a lot of things. Let's see. He was selected, this is Popeye Jones, so he was selected by the Houston Rockets in the second round. So he was a 45th overall pick in 92. Wow. Then he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks. He played for Toronto. He played with the Celtics, the Nuggets, the Wizards, and the Warriors. I knew there were many. I must have seen him a lot through the years. And then, obviously he stayed on and made coaching part of his career. It's so funny. I never knew this. So this is what the internet does for you. His mother chose the name Popeye because she loved the cartoon. I remember watching that cartoon. That is funny. 610-632-0975. We're talking about duos, parent-child sport duos that have made it at the high level. And we have talked a number of them that are in the same sport, but we've now gone over to, different sports, right? And that latest one that Drew shared with us was Popeye Jones and his son. Popeye played basketball, and his son is a hockey player. And so I would say that's probably true from his time when he was with the Nuggets. Must have been the exposure. You got to think it's somewhere where his son was exposed to being around hockey. And so his son has made his career as a hockey player. All right, we'll be back in a moment. Sit tight. Lisa, Josh, Jermaine, Matt, Melvin, you're all coming up next here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. The Fanatic.
It's about 5:30 on this Saturday afternoon. D-lining with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'll be with you until 7, and then Joe Stazak will be in. Tyler Zoli is with us as well on the other side of the glass, and we've been talking about talent, elite athletic talent. And we kicked the day off talking to Bella Allery and Mark Allery, who are a parent-daughter, father-daughter combo. And last night, Bella Allery had what has to be one of the great highlights when she was selected 5th overall in the WNBA draft. She now has bragging rights in the household. because her father was selected 18th in the NBA draft back in 1986. But they've shared a lot of cool things, which included her process of where she ended up picking to go to college. Her dad played at Duke with the likes of Jay Billis and Johnny Dawkins and Billy King. And so he played for Coach K. And when Bella was coming out of high school, she was very deep on like the top 100 list. And so getting Duke to be interested did not happen. And here she is, a multiple Ivy League Player of the Year. Again, she's been part of USA Basketball's program since she was a freshman. And her world has been just opened up for her, not just in basketball, but other things with her choice, which was Princeton. And so I've gotten to see her play over the years. So it kicked off the conversation of father-son, father-daughter, mother-son, mother-daughter, sport combinations where they've both been able to do. And the Popeye Jones was the last one we received, I think. And his son, Seth. So Popeye Jones played basketball. His son, Seth, was the fourth overall pick in 2013 by the Predators. And I believe he now plays for the Blue Jackets. I think that's still true. So, but anyhow, that was a pretty good one because, again, the crossovers, that one, you think those two sports are pretty extreme different. We've had a couple, well, the Nortons with boxing and football. We've had baseball. So let's check in with Josh in Manayunk. Because Josh has an idea. How are you, Josh? Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
See, I love it all the time. When you come from a basketball family like you do, it's always great talking basketball with you. But obviously, during these times, it's a great topic. And I mean, I think there's quite a few. I think of Cheryl Ford and Karl Malone. She was like the third overall pick.
Yeah, she was. Absolutely.
And then you got Elijah Holyfield and Evander. And then the Hall of Fame is, Drew Hill and Grant Hill when his mom was roommates with Hillary Clinton. So, I don't think there's any that combination right there of, the Hills are just, I think, if you think about sports and the lore, that's the one I would choose. But the other two aren't bad.
No, they're not bad at all. And I think the thing that was interesting with the Karl Malone one is that I don't believe he got to see a lot of her young, but certainly was able to see her in her college years play.
Yeah, and she's had a similar game than he did.
Very similar, which is, that's when I say genes is part of it. And certainly with some, you see the genes more so than others. And I would say the style of their play is very comparable.
Yeah, but the Hills, I just takes the cake in terms of, I think, sports royalty of Grant and, his father playing with the Cowboys during their heyday is just something. But yeah, it's a great
one. That's a great one. I hadn't thought of that one. So kudos to you.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. Great show. Hopefully we'll get back. A quick question for you.
Yes.
Because Mekhi Becton all of a sudden fails a drug test, if he slides to 21, how do you not take him if you're Howie?
Tyler's giving me the nod that you have to take him.
How can you not take him? You got to take him. This is a good thing for the Eagles. But I know an offensive lineman wouldn't be the splash pick, but sure. 6'7", mean, smokes a little weed. See, I don't care. Let's play football. Let's go, Mekhi. Let's go.
Let's go.
Who cares?
Thank you, Josh, for the phone call. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. I know that's a whole nother topic.
Laramie Tunsil would have been the number one overall pick that year. You will not convince me otherwise. That's how good he was.
Yeah. What would happen? I mean, the thing that, I wouldn't want to be a GM, but I mean, it happens even without a situation like this that you could make the wrong pick. But this situation highlights it. And if somebody is dropping, we've seen people drop for various reasons, testing positive is definitely one of them. What will happen?
I mean, the video came out today. Randy Moss dropped all the way to, 22?
That's true.
He might be the most athletic receiver in the history of the game.
Yeah, good one. That's a great example. 22 he went? I wonder where he was projected at the time of his draft.
I'll look it up for you.
Yeah. Only because that's a smaller school, right? So, but But you're right. It is, man. 610-632-0975. And the Grand Hill Calvin Hill is a great one. It's so funny because when I think automatically of Grant. I don't think of his father. And but then again, that's why I have to go back and look at stats to remind myself. You can't like overlook some of this. But when we were talking about Karl Malone and his daughter having similar, it's so opposite of Klay Thompson and Michael Thompson to me. Their builds are different. How they play the game is so different. Whereas the Malone Ford combo is so similar to each other. Let's check in with Lisa in Spring City. Lisa, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm thinking of Gordy and Mark Howe.
Somebody did say them, and it is a great one. No, you know what they did?
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. They texted it tweeted it out.
Okay.
But that's a great one.
All right, good. Okay, well, that's good for me.
Yes, right. I'm glad you didn't leave them off the board, though, Lisa.
No, I didn't. They're awesome.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a Flyers connection, too, so that's all good.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I hope everything's good and you're staying safe with your family.
Yeah, I'm trying. I hope the same for you. I'm on the schedule, right?
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Yeah, the Howls, for sure. We have actually been able to hit a variety of sports in this conversation, which is kind of the other cool part of this. How did I not think of Grand Hill and Calvin Hill? Probably because of the different sport part of that, but you'd think I would have thought of it just because of the basketball end. And recently I was talking about that Duke team that Grant Hill was on. So we'll see. All right, let's check in with Jermaine. Jermaine, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Cannot complain. And I was, I have two that I was talking about, but I'm not familiar with the parents. But Yannick Noah, Joakim Noah's dad.
Oh yeah, the tennis player, right?
Tennis player, yeah.
Yes.
And Jimmy Walker, who was Jalen Rose's father.
I did not know that one, but somebody did. Somebody said them earlier. Yeah, but I would have forgotten the Walker Jalen Rose one. I would have definitely forgotten that. But the Noah's a great one.
Right, definitely, because Noah was a top-level college athlete, and he had his best years with the Bulls, and he's still around in the league after the COVID, hopefully. He potentially should be playing for the Clippers, who maybe win a championship.
I know. You know what? But that's one of the many things that, you know, you didn't get to see an NCAA March Madness. We'll have no idea if we get to see the NBA playoffs, but there are some interesting storylines that we may never know how it would have written itself out.
Right.
Because
but one thing I was thinking about this, as far as I'm a big Sixers fan. I look at it as the best thing as maybe when we get to start playing basketball, we have JoJo and Ben back healthy.
I know. Well, that's why I don't know if you heard me say, though, Jermaine, I think there are some people that will benefit greatly. And like LeBron came up. You can't tell me that LeBron's body isn't saying thank you for this rest. And Ben's back would be another, because at the time he was going to be reevaluated in 3 weeks. And that was, that would have been about 2 weeks ago. And with Joel, I think the only thing, but every time he posts something on social media, and I think he's done a really good job of, being a part of this pandemic and coming up with solutions to help. He we only see his face, but we always worry is what kind of shape he's going to be in.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I hope he's taking care of himself.
Yeah, I hope the Sixers, they're not telling any more stories about him dropping 20 and really gaining it.
Exactly. Well, if he were drinking any Shirley Temples, he'd have to be making them at home.
Oh,
so
God.
Hopefully that's not high on his list.
Right, and I hopefully do a terrible job at it so he don't want it.
So true. Jermaine,
talking to you, D.
You as well, and thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the contribution. Yeah, Noah And his dad, I know, I'll have to look it up in the break, but his dad was high-level tennis player. And whenever I think of him, it is true, I think of him with the Bulls. I also actually was at the championship game when he played at Florida. And that game was played in Indianapolis. I think that would make Noah a teammate of Al Horford. It's amazing how it all comes. It's like 6 degrees.
Back-to-back national titles.
Right, exactly. And I was at the one in, I had a child, so that's okay. I want to say 06. I want to say I was at the championship game in 06, and Florida would have beaten maybe UCLA. Double check me on that one, Tyler. We'll see. I've got a lot of good facts today that just without using the internet, but I'm going to use the internet to check on Joachim Noah's dad and what he did on the tennis court. Matt, sit tight. We're coming to you next. Want to give you your full time. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. The Fanatic.
It's about 5:45 here at 97.5 The Fanatic, Saturday afternoon, soon to be evening. We've been talking about that parent-child duo. And this is a good one that I just got sent to me. Brooke Koepka has a younger brother, Chase, who is also on the PGA Tour. So, he's number one in the world. He's been, I don't know right now, obviously, with the Masters would have been played last weekend. But Brooks is the brother of Chase Koepka, who had been on the European Tour, I believe. And Chase then, it was called the European Challenge Tours. And he's 25, younger brother of Brooks Koepka. And so they are both now on the PGA Tour. That's our first golf contribution. So that's a good one. And we started this because of father-daughter in the Mark Allery, Bella Allery. And Bella was drafted last night in the WNBA draft, fifth overall. And that was the first sporting event. And when I say sporting, obviously it's not a competition. But it is the first fresh sporting event we've had since the coronavirus shut the sporting world down in the middle of March. And that should continue this upcoming week with the NFL draft. And we've just been talking about these different, I love the contributions because we've now found so many duos that also equal two different sports. So let's check in with Matt in Mount Laurel. Matt, thanks for calling the Fanatic. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you. I have one example for you, and then I have a question for you to discuss. So
sure.
My example is, Barry Larkin, the Hall of Famer, and you've got his son, Shane Larkin, from baseball, then to basketball, of course.
Yep. Somebody did share that one,
okay.
And that's a good one.
Yeah. So here's the question I had for you. Why is it, and maybe you already discussed this one as well, why is it that it feels like the best father-son combinations are in the NBA? So as you mentioned, you have Michael Thompson and his son. You got
Michael
Curry and his son.
Yep.
Why is it?
You know what?
NBA?
Nobody mentioned Dell and Steph.
There you go. Yeah, it's a big one.
Yes.
I've always been fascinated with that. There's so many father-son combos, especially in NBA, many of which both played at a really high level. So I'd be curious to hear from you. Is it that, that a lot of them hired really good personal coaches for their kids at a young age? What is it that drives
that? I think part of it is the exposure. And in that particular sport, compared to, say, if I bring my son to football practice, he's not going out there and doing drills against other my teammates, generally speaking. I mean, maybe you can play catch and he's, you know, develops into a wide receiver. But
yeah,
in the basketball, in the gym, and I've seen it for years, in the gym, a kid can shoot baskets with these. I've seen it with Brett Brown's kid when he first came here. Now he's in high school. But, you know, that he's shooting against, you know, these NBA players and participating in a game, whether you want to say horse or something. And I think that's part of it, that the other sports can't do that. I think you could have that in golf. You know, like golf is a great possibility. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Maybe there's a bit of it in baseball even, right? You know, you do seem to see a bit more of the father-son thing.
You do, because
you're right.
We were saying, like, the Boone family, the Griffies.
Ripkins.
There you go. And with that, I think, one, you know, you got to still come up through the minor leagues, but I think your name does allow for, and because you are, that's the other thing in the basketball part of it. Either you're going to make it or you don't. There's, even though there is the G League, there's not really developmental part of this. Whereas in baseball, you know, your son can come through, you know, the minors. And in football, there's so many, you know, 53-man roster. So you could have a job, but you might not be at the same high level.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it is a great question.
Yeah, it's always fascinating. It's just amazing how many over the years. So thank you. I appreciate you letting me talk to you.
Absolutely, Matt. Thanks for making the call. We appreciate it here at 97.5 The Fanatic, for sure. I just want to go back, Tyler, real quick, and then I'll get to Rob on the thing, on the phones. When I asked you what, oh my God, the receiver, Randy Moss, like what his draft status was.
Yeah.
So he ends up getting picked by the Vikings in 98 and 21st overall. So when I just went to look at, try to figure out what his draft status was coming into that, before, and I'm assuming he tested positive then, right? Is that what we're learning that now? I don't know if people knew back then.
Are you talking about Moss or Tunsil there?
Moss.
Moss was, I think Moss, the big knock on him was the attitude.
Attitude. Oh, okay. You know what I just learned when I went back to see him? That Moss is the only Hall of Famer from that 98 draft, supposedly.
Really?
That's what it says. I'll have to go. I want to see who were the people ahead of him.
It's got to be so far, right? Because Peyton Manning's going to get in.
Right.
So it's so far, it's, I would guess?
Football, I would have thought, though, the lifespan is shorter for a career. So most of those guys would be done, would they not?
Yeah, you would think so. I don't.
I'll have to go and look at but when that was the first thing that popped up when I looked at that draft. I was trying to find out what his status was going into the draft. But you're properly right that it was about attitude. And now we're looking at. I do like that the collective bargaining agreement. So if Becton stays not flagged, I guess is the way they say it. His test was flagged at the combine. But for 60 days, then he goes as if nothing ever happened. Now, the problem is this comes out of, you know, the week before the NFL draft, and it'll be interesting to track if that affects where he gets drafted. My guess is going to be no. That would be just me. If I would, without having read any outside thoughts yet on how people feel about that. But let's go back to the phones. Rob is with us. And he has a father-son combo for us. Rob, how are you? And thank you for calling.
Hi, D. How's it going today?
It's going all right. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to call. I have a good one. I don't think you mentioned it yet.
Let me hear.
It's a football baseball. Okay. Jack Snow, wide receiver, L.A. Rams.
Oh, I know where the son is.
His son is J.T. Snow, who played for the San Francisco Giants, because I lived out there, and he was part of that late 80s team with Clark and, you know, those teams that got to the World Series, actually, the Earthquake World Series in 89.
And the father was very good, you say?
Jack Snow was a wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and he played with Roman Gabriel.
Oh, wow.
Like in the 1969s. I remember when I first started watching football, you know, at that age, you know, 9, 10 years old, he was, I'm not sure how good he was. I think he was a starter.
Yeah, I'll go back and look. I had not known that one.
Mm-hmm. And I remember the name Snow. It's a very, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
That's one reason how I. And I remember they used to show him in the stands when his son was playing baseball during those runs with the playoffs and stuff. And, you know, so they had him. But it was interesting. But it's amazing how many father sons, you know, in basketball and baseball. It's just, I don't think it's just genetics. I think it's about being in that kind of a successful family just breeds that kind of confidence that these kids go through all their junior little leagues and, you know, high school. And I think it's a big psychological boost also.
Yeah, as I said, I think you mentally and physically have to have the combination to both make it at that level, because right. you could be given the, what people want to call it, God given talent, but if you don't do anything with it, then that's, you know, that's your choosing, or it's not you what you want to do. So I do agree with you that I think it's the setting and knowing what it takes to achieve that kind of greatness.
Right, and you can't, like, shrink from the success of your father. Or I just saw the Bobby Hurley story last week, how his, you know, his father is famous, you know, Robert Hurley, senior coach. And then his brother, Danny, who was a basketball player at Seton Hall, he just couldn't handle that his brother was so successful, and he couldn't live up to it. But then he became a great coach, and, you know, I don't know if you saw this, you know, that story, but it's just a great story.
Yeah, that's interesting, because on that St. Anthony's, I think they closed their doors like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. I saw the documentary about him, and they did close, I think it's a couple years ago, which is a shame. And he was still coaching. He was in his, you know, early 70s, I think.
He was. And now both his sons are coaches.
Right. Yeah. Bobby Hurley's at Arizona State, and his son just went to Connecticut. And his son actually hired Bobby as an assistant coach for 3 years at a school in Staten Island. I can't think of the name. And then Danny went to Rhode Island and then to Connecticut, and Bobby's at Arizona State, and it's really exciting.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I find that fascinating as well. Like, you know, their playing career ends, and now both of them are into coaching at the college level when the father was one of the most famous high school coaches in his sport. I mean, it's fascinating.
Yes.
Yep.
And the video of the two brothers when they were coaching together, and Bobby was just, they would show them like going crazy on the sidelines, yelling at the refs, and it's just the intensity they were bringing. Just like the father, you know, it's just like it was just bred in that family. They were bred to be in the game. They just needed to be coaches.
I hear you, Rob. Rob, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great one. I got one on the other side. If we did the players that then became coaches, one player was better than the other, but there's two brothers who are also in the coaching game. 610-632-0975. If you have a parent-child duo, love to hear it from you, that achieved at a high level, each of them in their own right. And we kind of are exploring why we think that happens and what surrounds them to make that possible. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.